I think when most of us go to an exhibition like this, we don't think about all of the work that's gone into it. And an exhibition on this scale requires hundreds of people to be working together, from scientists to engineers to artists and designers. But absolutely none of it would be possible without the starting point of the hard evidence, the fossils themselves. Because if we'd never found their bones, we wouldn't ever have known that these ancient animals ever existed. Luis has come to the southeastern corner of Utah. Today, this is Wild West Country, a stop off on the way to the Grand Canyon. And its past is equally epic.
All the rocks you can see around here are mostly of Jurassic age, so this is prime dinosaur country.
At the time of the Jurassic, the dinosaurs were in their prime, and this was their home. But it was a very different world. Back then, this area was awash with streams and floodplains. It was the perfect habitat for the largest land animals that have ever lived. The sauropods. Long-necked, plant-eating dinosaurs.
It's just a phenomenal place. It's beautiful and it's filled with clues about the ancient life.
In a vast desert, most of us wouldn't have a hope of finding those clues. But if you know what you're looking for, the hint of a different colour on the ground is all it takes.
Let me take a closer look. You can see the bones right here and here and here. It's very difficult to see what exactly they may be. They're very thin. It would probably be worth coming back and cleaning this a little bit and taking a closer look at what they may be.